Luke Harding has made it to Green Square. What's the scene, Luke?
Well, the scene is surprisingly tranquil. There's a lot of debris and a lot of smashed up cars and broken glass. The locals here are saying that this place was sort of basically under fire until about midnight last night when sort of some people came in and then celebrated. But from where I'm standing, I can see the rebel flag, the red, black and green tricolour hanging over the Ottoman Palace in the centre of Green Square, as well as four giant yellow cranes, which were supposed to lift, I think, a giant portrait of Gaddafi, but never did so. I have to say, there are not a huge number of people in the streets, and certainly this morning it's been pretty tense. But here, at least, it's fairly calm. I haven't been all over the city, so I think it would be premature to say it's all over. There's one person I was talking to was saying there's some fighting by a sort of sports centre. But it seems to be sort of isolated groups of people who, you know, regime loyalists who are fighting rather than a kind of coordinated offensive or sort of counterattack by Gaddafi's forces. I mean, wherever they are, they appear to have melted away, at least certainly here in the centre.
Earlier you were talking about Gaddafi, the rumours of Gaddafi forces moving tanks into the near the square. No sign of them, presumably?
No sign of them. I can't see any tanks at all. I can see palm trees. I can see the smashed buildings, coffee shops, banks. I mean, an awful lot of debris. But no sign of tanks. I mean, there is fantastic damage here. I think the rumour may have been from last night when all this damage was done. But this morning it's calm. And, you know, talking to the locals here, it's interesting saying one guy I spoke to that, you know, we didn't support him, but what should happen, you know, he had an arm in him, and there was nothing we could do. And a lot of people just sort of seem kind of, you know, in a sort of surreal daze, as if they can't quite process what is going on. And just finally, an update on the rebels. I mean, the rebels are I've driven through the lines. I mean, they're driving in the west of the town. There are a lot of them around, but there are none actually at the moment in the centre. And I had a bizarre experience where I walked into the Sheraton Hotel, which is in another part of the city. The door switched open. There's a portrait of Gaddafi still up there and green flags. But no one there at all. It was impossible to check in. So for the moment, I'm homeless.
Earlier, you were cautioning that this is far from over. There's lots of fighting still. Have you become more convinced over the last few hours that it does look up for Gaddafi?
I think the regime is finished. There's no doubt about that. I mean, everyone understands that. But it's just these pockets of resistance spread across certain parts of the city. And it may be in a couple of hours that that's all finished, or maybe it goes on for a little bit longer. I mean, certainly this morning it was sketchy. I mean, we did come under fire. So these people are around, but I think slowly it must be sinking in to everybody here that, you know, Gaddafi is gone and that he's not coming back.
Is there still the sound of gunfire?
Celebratory, yeah. A lot of people, a lot of kind of idiots firing wildly in the air and, you know, popping away. And many people, you know, waving V signs. I've even seen a few kids actually hanging out the back of the windows. But, you know, the city is sort of waking up after, you know, kind of with an enormous hangover. It's just sort of, people are just sort of bleary-eyed and slowly emerging even now. Bear in mind, it's Ramadan as well, so I don't think they've been up all night.
Does it feel any safer in the last few hours?
Well, it depends on where you are. It's safe until it's not safe. Green Square is safe, and large areas of people have come through are safe, but, you know, you stop at some certain points and they say, you know, snipers. We also see two young men from... Okay, cheers.